Game 162 for the Brewers and Cardinals. That's the rookie Aaron Wilkerson taking the mound for his second start of the season, searching for his first career win, getting some offensive help in the top of the first. Brett Phillips, two on and two out.
Brett Phillips sends one into right center and deep, way back. Get up, out of here and gone for Brett Phillips. And the Brewers add three more on a towering home run by Brett Phillips into the seats in right center field. And the crew now leads 4-0.
1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and Wilkerson gets the strikeout. 2-2 pitch. Called third strike on the outer half. 90 miles an hour, he painted the corner on Garcia. 3-2 pitch, called third strike. And Wilkerson records yet another strikeout. Martinez, 306, 14 home runs and 46 RBIs, and there's a base hit into right field. And so the first batter to reach this afternoon against Aaron Wilkerson is a pinch hitter, Jose Martinez, here in the sixth.
Swinging a drive into center, deep, warning track, and it is going to be gone. Jesus Aguilar just hit one out of here. Bader got to the wall, and that one cleared it. 6-1 Brewers, the stretch. Here it is. Bandy hits one in the air into center and coming on and making a diving catch, and he caught it. Harrison Bader broke back. I don't know how he broke back as far as he did before he realized, hey, wait a minute. This one is not that deep. Came on and made a sliding belly flop catch. And swinging a bouncing ball, hit back up the middle. There's VR, picks, throws, got him, and this one is over.
Brewers win 6-1. The rookie Aaron Wilkerson went 7 innings in just his second start of the season, picking up his first win of the year. He struck out 5. Jesus Aguilar and Brett Phillips each tallied a homer and 3 RBIs. Here's Brewers skipper Craig Counsell after the win.
Yeah, I mean, he pitched a nice game. And, you know, it was actually the playoff game he pitched in Colorado Springs was probably a bunch of the same hitters as it was in that lineup. So it's a bunch of guys that he was comfortable pitching against, and I mean the big thing was he just pounded the strike zone. He just threw a ton of strikes, and I had off speed. The curveball was a good pitch. The high fastball was a good pitch, and he was very efficient.
Did you have any idea he could go 7, or were you just hoping for a few, or what did you think?
I was, you know, we were on kind of a general pitch area, so wherever that got him, and then, you know, the course of the game, but he was, you know, there was no stressful innings in any way, so he was very efficient in everything he did.
This gave you 10 over, Craig, and that's just it's a statistical quirk, I guess, but does that sound like a pretty good number to you?
Well, no, it sounds like we're short of the playoffs. That's what it sounds like.
No consolation having the best record of a non-playoff team.
I mean, you know, like that was, we got to play meaningful games until, you know, yesterday. I mean, I think that's the, you know, reward for that, and that, because it's fun. I mean, that's fun, and that's why we're doing this. So, at this point, you know, we fell short, you know, and that's, you know, it doesn't take away from that this was a good season, because this was a good season. I mean, it was fun being around these guys. It was fun being around, our kind of traveling party. I think we enjoyed each other's company, and I think it helped us play well.
I know today was the first day of October, but Brett was a September call-up. He sure was a productive one, wasn't he?
Well, Brett's. You know, it was kind of an unexpected opportunity, and sometimes your opportunities aren't, you know, exactly according to plan. He, like I kept saying, he earns this opportunity, and he's played really well. And, it's certainly a player that's made us gonna, you know, maybe change the way we think about some things this offseason, for sure.
What was when Perez switched, we thought he was going to get the all nine positions. Were you purposely trying to deke everybody?
No, he was. Well, they were hinting to me that that should happen, and then I rained on the parade.
So did they just do it?
They just did it. Yeah, but it's they told some coaches there, but I was fine with it. That's. I could say that it was just, you know, advanced scouting, and because they both made nice plays that inning, but I think they're pretty interchangeable.
Why'd you rain on the parade?
Because I wanted to win the game.
An opportunity for next year, then?
Yes.
How about catching? How hard did he push to? That's his one position that he hasn't been to.
Yeah, I mean, he was in a squat in front of the coach's locker room door. He was in a squat in front of my office. So he was pushing for it, yeah.
Craig said you're a crusher of dreams.
Yeah.
Craig, kind of fitting that Aggie hit a two-run homer for your final runs. I mean, he forced his way on the team and then kind of bookended his year.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I think this was a guy we claimed on waivers. He ended up, you know, on days he played, hitting in the middle of our lineup. He ended up with, you know, over 300 some plate appearances, and ended up being a most importantly to me, is he was such a dangerous hitter off the bench. I mean, I really felt like we had, you know, the most dangerous pinch hitter, and I'm not sure what the numbers say, but I felt like he was a dangerous hitter on the bench and a weapon for us in games. And that's a hard job. We always talk about how it's difficult for a young player to do it. He did it very well. He's a threat. He's a tough at bat. Any compliments? He's complimented the roster very well. So it was, he had an excellent first year.
Aaron Wilkerson took a perfect game into the sixth. He also picked up his first victory of the season on Sunday. Here's the rookie after the game.
Yeah, just a few, but, you know, we stuck with the game plan today, and it paid off pretty well. So.
Aaron, just for the season you had to kind of get your first start and now get this opportunity today and finish off the way that you did, just how much confidence does that give you going into the next season?
A lot of confidence, you know, and I think to come out and kind of just get a spot start, you know, last game of the season, and to do well for me, it bodes well going into next season. And it's good for the team, too, you know, and on a good note, and it'll prepare us even better for next year.
The fact you settled to a group right out of the sheet and were getting ahead of hitters, and the game was moving along pretty crisply.
Yeah, I was pretty comfortable on the mound today. I think, you know, the pressure, or lack thereof, I guess, you know, kind of took a lot of weight off my shoulders. And I was able to go out and just pitch my game, and me and Manny worked pretty well today, so.
Did you have any thoughts of that it would be a seven-inning outing going into that game?
No, I didn't. But, you know, I think that as long as I was getting out sufficiently and limiting runs, I think I could have, they would let me go 7-8 if that was the case.
First major league victory, how does that feel?
It's amazing. I mean, it's almost surreal right now. It's, you know, I have lineup guard and all that stuff. It's kind of setting in now.
Had he told you you would start if Zach didn't? Were you given much advance notice?
No, they actually told me yesterday. So it was, you know, the thought was in the back of my mind that, you know, if something happened and we didn't have the opportunity to make the wild card, that I would get the start. And I kind of prepared myself for that a little bit, as much as I could. And
maybe short notice is best sometimes when you just to go pitch. Huh?
Yeah, sometimes less is more, so.
Brett Phillips got the Brewers off to a fast start with a three-run shot in the first inning. Here's Phillips after the game.
You know, we still wanted to end on a good note,
yeah,
with today's win, putting us 10 games over 500. You know, that's something that, you know, we're all proud of. Obviously, we would have liked to be in the playoffs, but, you know, this is as good as it's going to get going into the offseason in 2018 on top, you know, with a win. So, you know, from here, it's just a matter of moving forward. You know, we got a great core group here, and I'm looking forward to, you know, spring training and competing for, you know, this job next year. So,
just what about your step forward? Because it started down there with your big year in AAA, and then you come up here and cap it off. I mean, this was just, you must be feeling a lot different going home this year than you did last year.
Yeah, you know, last year being put behind me, you know, it was a confidence thing this year. I got the ball rolling. Confidence was key for me. You know, just going back to what I know and to what's gotten me to where I am now. And it's just a matter of riding it out and making small adjustments here and there, not major adjustments. But yeah, you know, going into the off season, I feel blessed. I know I said that a lot, but I feel grateful and thankful, and I'm just looking to build on it this off season going into spring training.
Are you going
to
do any armchair GMing? You know, there's three center fielders now, you know, especially defensively, very good with Broxton, you and Brinson. Yeah. And how are they going to figure this out?
No, you know, this is what you want as an organization, as a GM, David Stearns. Three guys, obviously Keon, 2020 year, that's huge. You know, Brinson, number one prospect, he had a great year in AAA, you know, and then myself, you know, coming up here in September and just taking advantage of the opportunity. That's where you want to be as an organization. So, you know, each and every one of us are going to take care of our own business in the offseason and come into spring training to compete for a job. So
Craig just told us that you know, throwing your hat in the ring, about what you did, every player wants to hear that, don't you?
Yeah, you know, it's always good hearing that, but you know, for me, it's a matter of not getting complacent and taking care of business and getting stronger and getting better each and every day, because that's what each and every one of these other guys are doing, and that's what I have to continue to do.
Both the Brewers and Cardinals will now look towards the 2018 season.